Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
A lot of fun hosting this thing. I know it's depressed with my poor 1992 Honda Civic with the taped on bumper, but Friday and Saturday were fun. Today's fun. Tomorrow's episode is also going to be fun because I've written the script already. Hey, did you see, like a week ago, President Biden and former President Obama were on NBC? They did a special encouraging Americans to get vaccinated. I completely missed this, and I'm on the internet all day, every day. Well, the late night show host chimed in. Kimmel said, almost no one watched that special. It had very low ratings. Why would we? We already had a special to promote the vaccine. It's called the news every day for the past 13 months. Colbert said, the stars turned out in force to promote the vaccine, from Kumail Nanjiani to Ellen Pompeo to Amanda Seyfried and Jane Seymour. And you can trust Jane Seymour because she's a medicine woman. Colbert, another highlight came when Dr. Anthony Fauci was interviewed by actor Matthew McConaughey. Wow, the sexiest man alive was interviewed by Matthew McConaughey. Great joke. The New York Post reports that the Comedy Cellar is well and truly buzzing again. Comedy is back, baby. The Post reminds us they've already seen Chris Rock, Amy Schumer, Ray Romano, Dave Attell, Colin Quinn, and Louis C.K. there since it reopened on April 2nd. Well, Thursday night, Chris Rock got up on stage, so did David Spade. Sources tell the New York Post the pair had dinner at Luray in Soho. Fancy. Before heading over to the Cellar, where Spade went on around 10 and Chris Rock went up with him around 10:20, a spy says the crowd went nuts. The New York Post has spies at the Comedy Cellar. That should be an investigation in itself. Why do they have spies? Why can't we just say someone who was at the Cellar said the crowd went nuts? Why is it a spy, New York Post? The New York Post says, we're told Spade kidded about Dr. Anthony Fauci and bath bombs. The spy did not report on what Chris Rock had to say. What's that about? What kind of spy are you? It was only 20 minutes later. What did Chris Rock say? I want to know. Philly Metro caught up with Liz Mealy, and they were like, hey, how was the transition back into live shows for you? Liz Mealy said, I found that I'm a little more aware at how things start in a sense because I had a very certain way when I started my shows, and now I'm putting in a mic because we need to use clean ones and I have to take my mask off, put my phone down, record. I feel like that person that has too many bags in the subway and doesn't know how to sit at all. It's a bit awkward, and I'm just more aware of who I am in a general, not relaxed way. Philly Metro was like, what about your content? Has the pandemic altered the way you look at comedy? Were the world even? Liz, a little bit. Couple things have changed. Of course, my experience in this past year has been so different from any experience before. There's more jokes about my internal life rather than my external life because I didn't really have an external life. Also, I think I'm more aware that every comedian had a similar year. We didn't travel. We didn't do anything. We all started dating somebody or broke up with somebody. I've always tried to be very original and have my own point of view, but I'm more scared that some of my pandemic jokes might not be original because everybody's talking about the same topic. That's a great point. So I went to extra lengths to have a different perception about some things everybody's talking about in general Zoom shows because the audience was muted or you didn't really have the same connection. I wrote almost 50 new minutes via Zoom. I realized I've always been ranty and I've always been a little silly. I'm a bit sillier and I take bigger kinds of risks now. As a comic, some of my joke presentations have changed with the Zoom format. So now when I'm doing them on stage, I have to pause in places I didn't have to before because I didn't know that was a line or a laugh line or the opposite. I thought it was funny, but now that I know it's not funny and I should take it out. So in general, I take bigger risks because I think I was emotionally in a place where nothing matters and I'll just do whatever I want. Liz Mealy is really terrific. You should check her out. Now, fans of the show know that I hide out in the basement and I open up the computer and I type in Tig Notaro Sex. Here's a pro tip if you want to grow your social media followers. Post on Instagram, Tig Notaro Sex. You get a lot of new followers. Hi, everybody. Just to catch everybody up, the real story here is Tig Notaro looks pretty good in the new Resident Evil trailer, and some fans of hers were hashtagging Tig Notaro Sexy AF, and that's why it said Tig Notaro Sex in my browser there, honey. Anyway, if you were to search Tig Notaro Sex looking for a bit, you would find this story. Regina Hall, Trevor Noah, Michael Imperioli, Margaret Cho, Andy Cohen, Rachel Bloom, and Tig Notaro. are lined up to participate in a virtual summit on how mental health is portrayed in media. The event is called Better Together Mental Health Storytelling Summit. It takes place May 3rd to May 5th to coincide with the start of Mental Health Awareness Month. It's a virtual event. When I see some details on how you can be part of this, I will share it with you. From honeysoit.com, S-O-I-T. Oh, no, it's probably honeysoit.com. Who knows? Honeysoit's funnier. They write, Monday nights aren't always known for being the easiest environments to liven up a crowd at a comedy gig, but when the act steering the ship was a sweary cabaret singing self-aware purple puppet called Randy Feltface, we were in safe hands from the start. It's the Sydney Comedy Festival, and the Sydney Comedy Festival Gala was held in the State Theatre last Monday. Pretty good month for Australian comedians to go from Melbourne to Sydney. I would have liked to go on that trip. Hey, Australia, can I go next year? Please? Can someone pay for this? I'd pay for it myself. Let's check in on my Dogecoin. As you know, I'm trying to become a Dogecoin millionaire, and my $250 is now only worth $407. Dogecoin did not have a good week, so I will not be paying for my own Australia trip, but I digress. You could argue that a venue as ornate and steeped in history as the State Theatre shouldn't have its mystique shattered so often by the use of F-word. At least 7 times, as Randy Feltface joked in his opening monologue. But there's no greater juxtaposition of old world theater and the appetite for live comedy than swearing at people in the Royal Mezzanine Lounge. Galas can sometimes be tricky for an audience to build a rhythm as the comedians are forced to find their best 5 minutes and then leave you wanting more. However, on this night, the acts were tight and punchy and allowed the audience to really enjoy the 5 minutes without being too disappointed that we were being quickly moved on. The undoubted start of the night was Randy Feltface. Randy Feltface kept popping up like your worst but funniest friend to say things that would get anybody who wasn't a purple puppet punched in the head. Randy Feltface compared the spleen to nightclub bouncers saying, you don't really need it, nobody likes it, but if you don't have it, someone's getting their penis out on the dance floor. Sounds like a really fun show. Hey, Graham Norton has a new book club podcast for some reason. It's a 10-part series. It'll be out May 13th. The comedian and chat show host will interview authors, audiobook narrators, and storytelling enthusiasts. In each episode, Norton will be joined by alternating co-hosts Alex Clark and novelist Sarah Cullen to discuss news from the book world. The show will only be available to Audible subscribers, and honestly, does not sound like a lot of fun, does it? No. From Chortle, the comedy competition So You Think You're Funny is set to return this year. After 1 year hiatus, 30 online heats will take place in the coming months, each focusing on a different region of the UK, and most in conjunction with a local comedy venue, including Angel Comedy at the Bill Murray, Cherry Comedy in Dublin, and the Frog and Bucket in Manchester. You guys need to come over here and teach Americans how to name pubs, by the way. And I said pubs as if I'm not from Queens. Bars. Organizers hope the final will take place at the Edinburgh Fringe during August as normal. The talent hunt kicks off May 2nd. Previous winners have included Peter Kay, Dylan Moran, Tom Allen, and Aisling B. The winner gets a cash prize and a trip to perform at Montreal's Just for Laugh Festival, so I guess that would be in 22. I think we should all meet up in Montreal in 2022. We've got time to plan this, but put in the back of your head that we should all meet up in Montreal, have a couple drinks, and, you know, record some live podcasts. Maybe we'll record the live podcast after the drinks, but we've got a year and a half to plan on that. Second Glenn that I use in the bits, we're going to Montreal. And I'm looking at the clock here. I got to get the commercial in before a certain time stamp or it gets forced in. I'm boring you with details of how automation works, but I'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. DCN, Churchill's Batteries. From NME, Patriot Brains has launched on Viceland. It pits Aussie and Kiwi comedians against each other to figure out who knows the most about their country of origin. Established in an upcoming comics like Josh Thompson, Aaron Chan, and Reese Nicholson take warm-headed digs at themselves and each other as they attempt to answer obscure trivia questions before host Bill Bailey sums up the episode with a keyboard jingle. Bill Bailey said, "I was really impressed with all of them comedians there. Everyone had some unique style, their own and different take and voice, and that's what's so encouraging about this show. It shows that comedy is in a good place." Bill says of the pandemic, "As a comic, it was really hard. In normal times, I didn't go more than a week, 2 weeks without doing a gig. You gradually accumulate material by testing it in front of an audience. That opportunity was taken away during the pandemic. If anything, you had to trust in your own instincts." He adds, "The notions of Britishness at the moment are being tested. Are you waving a flag? Have you got a Union Jack behind you on your Zoom call?" He's excited about the show, saying panel shows where people are having a conversation can be quite comforting. "The best times in panel shows are when you feel like you're part of the conversation. That's what we aim to do with this show. That's what I try to bring to the table to try and make it feel more natural, as if you were just earwigging in on a dinner party conversation or a bunch of comics hanging out." Patriot Brains, it's on SBS Viceland. It's Sunday, Matt Berry Sunday. Well, Vulture tells us Matt Berry's put out another record that they call Cool Middle-Aged Man Summer. What is Cool Middle-Aged Man Summer, you might ask? That's me during the summer. Duh. Oh no. It's crunchy guitar solos, vinyl record collections, scotch and glasses, beards, telling people stories of all the drugs he used to do, drinking a reasonable amount on a Saturday afternoon because he needs to get up early tomorrow to get some work done in the yard. Summer Sky is the first full track to be released off Matt Berry's upcoming album, The Blue Elephant. There's a video that gives life to the song's psychedelic sound, continuing to provide us all with Elephant Man imagery, as well as that picture of Matt Berry that he clearly agrees he looks really good in. And I promised you that half-assed, frustrated Jerry Seinfeld impression would return today. I'm going to blow out my voice doing this, but I love you guys. From AutomobileMag.com, Jerry Seinfeld reviews the Porsche Carrera GT. "I like cars a lot. I went over this thing like a medical examiner at the Peterson trial. I crawled underneath it. I looked down the exhaust pipes, behind the wheels, inside the headlights. I felt attracted to it in a way I'm not completely comfortable with. All right, already. What's it like to drive the damn thing? What's it like? What's it like? What do you think it's like? It's like going out of your mind in a completely wholesome, productive way. The engine has no flywheel. The throttle responds like Larry when Moe had his nose in a pair of pliers. Instant and loud. The slightest push and it's, come here, numbskull. And the sound coming out of your mouth is the one Curly made when it rotated around the floor in his ear. Yip, 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 yip." That's your comedy news for today. Oh, boy. That was fun. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. See you tomorrow.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
"I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse."
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
"Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me."
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.